Hi, and happy Sunday, and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. I'm here with Linda Irwin, Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, and I believe soon we'll have Marianne Adams join us, I think. We're having a sort of a bittersweet show today because we're celebrating the life of our dear team member, Jane Borowski, who she left us, she left the physical on March 18th. And we were just starting to work with her and learn about her amazing work, her metaphysical work, and just the sweetness of this soul. And I'd like to turn this right over to Linda Irwin, who was Jane's, you've known Jane for a really long time. And we all met in the James Von Prague community, about 12 years ago, I guess. He had that little, it was a very interactive one, and he couldn't maintain it, of course, because he became a little famous, but we were very, very blessed to meet each other in that group. And so, Linda, can I just put you over, put the mic to you and let you just speak about Jane?
Sure, I'd love to. This is my first time ever giving a eulogy, I guess you'd call it, on Blog Talk Radio, but I think it's very appropriate since she joined us in Enter the Light. Well, we both did back in October. Can you believe that much time has passed? But
wow.
I met Jane on Yahoo Indigo Adults, which was a Yahoo group in 2010. And we got together and by email and eventually by phone. We're visiting with each other and online. And we helped each other out. One of the things we explored was our starseed origins. I had discovered that I'm from Pleiades and she's Syrian. And she loved water. Mm-hmm. Dolphins, whales. She loved surfing. She loved the ocean. And she loved the colors of the Syrians, which were mainly blue and violet and indigo. So it was pretty much determined that that's where her soul origins came from. Now, do I know that for absolute fact? No, but it's just a feeling I have and a feeling that resonated with her, too. Jane began developing her psychic gifts when we were on Yahoo Indigo Adults. And eventually it would come a time where we would start giving each other messages, and our families were hanging out, her mother on the other side, my dad on the other side, and then back in 2021, Jim joined the group. She told me she could see them all gathered around a coffee table, having my dad's coffee cake and coffee, and all gathered together. Now, there was one other person in Jane's life that we met through James Van Prague group, and that was Stephen Pickering. And she married him. Well, they actually snuck off and got married while I was away, so I didn't know about it until I got back. And he was quite a challenge for her. He did things that she didn't agree with. She did things he didn't agree with. And eventually their marriage broke up. They kept in touch until he passed, and that's been quite a few years ago. But Jane then realized that sometimes you just have to be on your own, you know, with no one with you in a romantic relationship. So she always welcomed one if one would come along. And Ixthus was a spirit that I detected was sort of her guide. And sometimes she could feel Ixthus comforting her. And that's I-C-H-T-H-U-S. It's the name of that spirit. I don't know if anyone's heard of that, but there was always someone around her that would watch over her, her mom too. Sometimes her mom would nudge with messages, and one that particularly intrigued me was the television show Gidget back in 1965 and 1966. Mm-hmm. Now keep in mind what I just told you about Jane and what she liked, the beach, the ocean. Gidget mm-hmm. loved the beach and surfing and all that. She was played by Sally Field. Then there was another lady that played LaRue, her best friend. Now, Jane's mom at one point told me that, you know, overseeing the two of us talking to each other, it was like Jane was Gidget and I was LaRue. I was the geeky, more settled, common sense one, and Gidget was the more, you know, I guess you'd call it adventurous type soul, and she was. So we started calling each other Gidget and LaRue. I would message her and I would address her as Gidget. And I would sign off as Love Always or Love Ya, LaRue. And that went on for all the way up until the time she passed. But she even had a cat that she named Gidget. And she had another cat that was older that passed not long before she did, named Simon. And I can't help but feel that Simon and she are together on the other side. And one of the sense, it's kind of a conversation we had after she passed, she was concerned about Gidget, the cat, what was going to happen to it now that she wasn't there anymore. And I'm feeling that Gidget knows where she needs to be and who she needs to be with, and that Gidget will somehow arrange it. I really feel that cat has a lot of intuition and powers. You know, they used to say that cats had powers back in the old Salem witch days. They were familiars. I believe that. I really do. I think they are able to manipulate things so that they can be where they need to be with who they need to be with. That's not magic. That's simple energy. So anybody that's thinking about the witch trials and the familiars, don't freak out over cats that are familiars, because they do a great service to us by being able to be aware of things that we would not normally be aware of and to help us out on our journeys. But Jane, I love you. And I know you're over there because we communicated a couple of nights ago. And if you can come through, you know, please call in. We'd love to have you.
We would.
That's beautiful, Linda. Wow.
Yeah.
So speak up, guys, just like free for all, if anybody wants to say, like, I know you guys didn't know Jane as long as Linda did, but I also know that you picked up her energy very, very quickly and realized we had a very special soul amongst us on our team. Tony, anything you wanted to add?
Well, it's no wonder why I liked her, because Gidget was my favorite TV show also.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's crazy. I love Gidget. I love Sally Fields and Gidget, so on the beach and then everything that has to do with that. But it's funny because, like I was telling you earlier, the way I pictured Jane was not what she looked like at all. I just pictured her with a black kind of bob haircut, very straight with bangs, a completely opposite of what she looks like, and kind of round glasses. It's funny because her voice was so deep and it just didn't match what I saw in the picture, which was a vibrant, beautiful, reddish blonde hair lady. And I mean, the black haired lady was beautiful also, but just, and I guess I pictured that because of all the knowledge and teachings that I learned from her in that short time. So, even
Jane,
though I
actually
didn't know her for very long.
But you know, looking at her pictures, she reminds me of the fae folk, the fairy folk, and, like those little ethereal creatures, you know?
Yeah.
I think she would have made a really good fairy. And, you know, I still, I can feel, I still feel her energy. And as I say, I've got activity happening on my little light. Jessica, did you set yours up?
Just set it up and I'm trying to get it in a, it just actually went off right when you asked me that. Look, there are questions here.
Wonderful. Awesome. No, that's nice. That's nice. Because, you know, we puny humans, we like proof. We like to see, you know, see and hear both. Proof. And it's like, this to me is like,
it's that evidential, you know, with our eyes. Yeah. And we learn to measure everything. And it's just, that's validation for us as humans. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think spirit quite enjoys it.
Absolutely. As long as we don't make them perform like a circus act or something like that. Because I know one of the groups we were in, it started to get a bit, you know, make it go. It's not like that. But the one I've got here is positively strobing. And I hope it'd be lovely if it's Jane. It could be Ryan.
I just asked my pendulum if it was Jane and it said yes. So I think it is.
Thanks. Yeah.
Hey, she called in.
Yes, thank you, Jane. Bless your heart. Yeah, and I know because it was hard because she didn't get, you know, nobody said goodbye. But that last show she was on, as you guys were saying, when she kept saying detach, it's good advice when we're going through non-step, you know, sort of that small stuff they say we should skip. And she's very wise, and she knew, I guess that's the thing she knew she was going to do. But Marianne, you joined us. Hi, hon.
Hi. Yeah.
Welcome to
Hi.
The show.
I'm here. Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
We're glad you could come along. Yeah, and I know Jane was a new friend for you, too. Did you want to add any thoughts? Or she hasn't come by, has she, at all? Because she's gone to see Linda so far. And I know I've had a nudge or two from her. Yeah. Oh,
well,
I have a message
I don't,
for you, Marianne.
I don't know. But... Oh, say what?
Marianne, I have a message from Jane for you. She felt really bad that day. Step on her empathically and weren't feeling well. She never meant for that to happen.
I'm sorry, what was that? She never what?
She never meant for you to feel bad that day that you picked up on her empathically on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really crazy. That was, I hadn't ever experienced that before. So I guess actually maybe I should thank her because that was actually really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Later when I realized it. I said, wow, that's really cool. I
forgot about that.
Anything like that.
Yeah, I forgot.
That was pretty wild. Yeah, I had to hurry and get off the show because I couldn't even hold my head up.
I know.
Yeah.
That
was pretty wild.
How are you doing now?
I started feeling just so nauseous.
Yeah.
So sick and just not good. And then I had to, and I couldn't even stay awake. So I had to hurry and just log off the show and just slept. I slept, I don't know how long I slept, for just maybe like I don't know, half an hour maybe? But that was the weirdest thing.
I wonder why that happened.
Well, what happened? Well, what happened was she was going into very low blood sugar, because I talked to her after that.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what you were empathically picking up.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's a clue, Marianne, is because, you know, you're still finding your path in this, in the metaphysical work, right?
Yeah.
That's a big clue to say you are like a physical empath. Is that the right term?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Claire, well,
that
Claire
was really
sentience
cool.
To the nth degree. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's good because I think, you know, Jane was helping you. Help you find your modalities, right?
Yeah, I think she was. Yes, I do. Yeah. I thought about that later, and that's what I think so too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know we're all united in love for her, and we were blessed to have her just for a little while. You know, I'm going to go through the archives and find the shows that she was on. Give them a play, you know, when we're sometimes are not able to do the show, and I'll put those on, and people can hear her again.
Okay.
But you know, I'd forgotten about the Indigo group. I had, I remembered you were in it, and you had told me some stuff about it. I can't remember why I didn't join it, but I think I was working all the time and going nuts. You know, that's a really neat. Is that group still alive or around?
I don't know. I haven't been on it in years, so I don't even know if it's still there anymore.
Yeah.
It's almost like I met people I needed to meet on there, and then I left, and it's kind of enclosed us in a circle.
Yeah.
Well, that's how that goes, right? The teachers appear as you need them, or the students, you know.
Yeah.
But I think if you're a teacher, you're also a student. It just automatically goes along with the goes on the ride, right? So,
right.
Woohoo! Well, does anybody have anything to add? You know, right now I find I have such heavy duty feels, like I'm feeling and feeling and feeling stuff, but I do find it hard to articulate. You know, it's like a more of a a feeling or a being state, you know. And grief is very tiring, I've noticed, too. I've been feeling like a bit of a zombie just wanting to sleep. And maybe that's what we're all still going through. Because it's, you know, grief is owie, but it's also, like, I know there's some groups, like, you know, the Jesuits, for example, when someone of their group dies, they celebrate. They don't mourn. They celebrate because, like, wow, guy, you graduated, sort of thing. And I do think this is some heavy-duty truth to that. You know, they, babies cry when they get born. It's like they know something, right? So,
yeah. Like, oh, no, not again.
I know. I do feel that. And Tony, you were saying that you have memories of, there's some astral places you've been to, and that beach, for example, you know. So I think that, you know, the most wonderful thing we can do in, you know, in memory of Jane and in celebration of her new journey, we'll take what she's taught us and, like, carry it forward. We have Elizabeth on the chat, in the chat. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Yeah, she's just saying that what she heard Jane on the show, what she did hear was wonderful. Yeah, Jane was quite a great soul, is how Gary Zukav describes some of these folks. Hi. And she was indeed and does continue to be a great soul. Like, we get the lessons done. And I guess Jane had her lessons. She was completed. But we miss her, and it hurts when you left on the others on the shore, sort of waving goodbye as the ship disappears over the horizon. But it's how we make a thing too. It hurts. My heart hurts thinking about, you know, her cat. And I kept wondering, has she got a cat? Is her cat okay? So maybe that was Jane connecting. Well, you know, it's been bugging me, like, is her cat okay? I don't even know if she has a cat, but yeah, so she does. Yeah, okay.
The one thing that I did feel once, when Linda was asking last week about what happened to her, I felt that she went to the hospital, but Linda did call all the hospitals and she wasn't there, but that doesn't mean that maybe she was checked out already or passed at home, like Linda felt. But I also felt that her daughter was on her way as quick as possible. So I think that the cat is with whoever, like Linda said, the cat's supposed to be with. But
yeah, but a cat in the physical, too. Does she? I think she has a cat.
Yeah, Gidget.
So
yeah,
that's the one I was worried about. Like, I kept getting these thoughts of, is her cat okay? Is her cat okay? But so, yeah, very strange.
Gidget makes sure she's in where she needs to be. That's the message I'm getting.
Yeah.
She will decide where she wants to live and whoever will take her.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, why don't we? Things pop up. If you've got memories or thoughts, you just throw them out there. But let's take a caller and see what we... I'm grumbling and mumbling. I don't know where my voice went, but let's we'll just brighten up a bit. As my British family says, chin up, stay calm, carry on.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was feeling, I know the next caller here. Hi, Skype caller. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Samora, and I'm sorry about your guys' friend.
Thank you. It's love, and it's like laughter through tears, as they say in Steel Magnolias, because there's a lot of sunshine in her memory, too. Could I get your name one more time, hon?
Samora.
Samora, pretty name. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's like, because my grandma had passed a while ago, and I always feels like a little bit less in the world, But mm-hmm. now that I thought about someone who told me that they're in a different transition phase in their life now, that it's a little bit easier for me to think they have a different mission that they need to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. The continuum, you know, the spiritual
yeah.
continuum. Yeah. Yeah. We're just little parentheses in the journey. The physical life is like a stopover in, you know, Cleveland or something.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, did you have a question or anything on your mind we can look at for you, Samora?
I do. I am in the middle of whether I'm supposed to be, me and my fiance, we want to move to the state of Washington, and I just want to know if that is a strong pull for this year, or I just want to know what my next thing is, because what's coming up, I just don't know right now. It's just a bunch of up in the airs.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody want to go ahead?
I can go.
Oh, go ahead.
Hi, Samora. This is Jessica. And as you were talking about it, and the way I connect from my heart, which puts me in touch with my heart versus my brain, you know, our running brain. I felt like if you were to go in that direction of Washington, it would be a positive, like this would be a beneficial thing for you.
Yeah.
Without saying, do it, you know, that's always your free will choice. But I don't get anything, you know, in resistance of that, if I can put it that way. So that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is Linda. I'm feeling Jane on this one strongly. She loved Washington State, and she especially loved, you know, being able to get to the ocean no matter where she was there. Yeah, I'm feeling very positive, too. It feels like new friendships, new opportunities, lots of things to do and enjoy that will uplift you spiritually. Yeah, I'm feeling very positive. I'm just feeling that it might take a little while to get there, that you might have some things that you have to tie off and take care of here before you can move. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Hi, this is Tony. How are you?
Hi, Tony. Good.
So, do you have any relatives or indigenous relatives, like Indian or? Because I feel that your background may be in another life, that you're very close to that, which is big in Washington. I got a yes, absolutely, on that. And the card that I picked up was, that your family or your tribe is there, so from some other time or maybe, you know, recently. But it says that clairvoyance isn't just about predicting the future. It's about being able to see it clearly enough so that can be in your future. So I think it's a yes, like Linda and Jess were saying. You just need to clear up whatever is holding you two back. But it seems like a very positive journey to me that I picked up on. So.
Thank you. Yeah, no, my family, well, I am Indigenous. I'm Native American, and my grandma raised us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's there. Your grandma's there. Your grandma passed, right? The one that passed?
Yes.
Yeah, she's going to guide you in that path, and she definitely thinks that you'll feel at home if you move there. She just wants to make sure, you know, it's the right thing, and she doesn't want you to have to suffer in any way, you know, as far as money or cash or, you know, anything to make that move, to make sure that you're okay when you're moving. Yeah, but that's funny. That's crazy. I'm glad to hear that I was right on that, Virgin. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked up on that.
All good. Thank you.
Well,
That puts a smile on my face.
Okay. Marianne, anything coming through for you, hon?
Yes, I'm feeling very positive about it. Mm-hmm. So, like the same as everybody else. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Elizabeth in the chat room, she got the Seeker of Wands, which conveys as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Follow your destiny and proceed on your life quest. Develop your confidence and spiritual strength. You may be exploring and perceiving unusual realities at the time. Take actions to make your visions come true. Beautiful, Elizabeth. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's wonderful. And Samora, the first thing I wrote down was Roger. And I don't think it's a person or a spirit. I believe what I looked up immediately what Roger means. Your message has been received and understood. And that really resonated when I read that. So I'm getting the message for you that I don't know why it came in the form of Roger, but that's how it got delivered. And I agree. I'm going to vote it. Okay, I'm for Washington State. What I immediately got was the connection. It's a beautiful, beautiful. It's on the west, the one on the west coast, right? I'm from Canada, so make sure my geography is correct. Okay. There's magic to be discovered in the nature out there. I mean, all nature is magic, but this is like extra, extra magic for you. And I think it's going to help you develop your metaphysical skills, because you can't help but feel the ancestors when you're in that magnificence. So absolutely. Yeah, get some forest bathing done if you're able to.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to add about trees. The spirits
trees,
in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because I visited there just with my fiancé. And when I landed, you know how, like, well, I talk in my head. There's a voice that talks in my head, and it's my voice. Mm-hmm. And when I landed there, the voice said, "I'm home." And I was like, whoa, that's weird. Like, it just said, "I'm home." And inside my body, I felt that it was true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's going to be a beautiful move for you. And the other thing I wrote down is that it's the decision, the dithering and the decision, and make the decision and then move forward, because it's tiring you out. Keep going back and forth, and you know what you want in your soul.
Yeah.
You know, your heart knows what it wants. And Elizabeth adds, "I love Washington State. Actually went to Mount Rainier area." Mm-hmm. In French, in Canada, we say Rainier. So beautiful and even spiritually scary with the fog and the rain in the graveyards. Scary in a good way.
Yeah,
yeah. I know what she means. Like you're everything is alive and all your senses are open. Yeah, but very good. Yeah. I love it. I think go for it
too.
And let us know
Thank
how
you.
It goes. Would you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Samora. It was lovely to talk to you. You have a delightful energy. And call us back sometime.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I will.
Have a beautiful Sunday.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah.
What a nice soul. Yeah. Beautiful.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm trying to get our next caller up, but my computer's going. Okay, here we go. 205, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, ladies. Yes, I'm here. My name is Patricia, and
Hi,
I'm
Patricia.
Calling from Alabama. Hi, it's a pleasure, always.
Yeah, so it's lovely to talk to
my
you.
Call.
Yeah, no, happy to hear from you. Thank you for calling us. We love it. Did you have a question on your mind? Is there anything you wanted to have a look at?
Yes, please. I have so much going on. I always have so much going on, though.
That's good.
So a little ex spirit is I want to ask about my twin brother, but then I can also ask about my home, and there's so much. So I will ask, please tell me what is most important that I need to focus on in the next 60 days. Mm-hmm. And if Spirit could please give me any direction on how I need to go about it. This is so much. Please and thank you, lady. Please.
Yeah. If I may ask.
I'm sorry, lady. I'm sorry to interrupt. Please forgive me. I would like to say my condolences to Jan. And may she rest in the bosom of our Father God.
Thank you
for Jesus.
She
was and is still a very beautiful soul. And I'm not sure if she's ever read for me, but I just feel a lot of flutter in my heart, even by speaking her name. So as she rests
so
in peace, heavenly peace.
Thank you, Patricia. You know what? Jane has a very light, sunshiny energy when you feel her in your heart. She's a soul of light.
Oh, I mean, it makes me want to cry. Okay.
Oh,
it's
okay, huh?
Yes.
I think you've got a lot of stuff backing up on you, Patricia. I can feel I just want to take you aside and have you breathe. Just breathe for a while. And stop. Just stop for a bit. Sometimes it's very good to be still. What was your? Could you repeat your question? What you should be focusing on right now, is that what is most important?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. In the direction and specific directions on how to go about. Dealing with the situation.
So I'm getting a message for her. I'm getting, I'm having a hard time breathing over here. So what I was wondering is your brother ill?
No, he's, I'm not sure. There's a lady that he's been with for the last couple of years that since she's been around, we're just not sure if she's practicing voodoo or something, but we do know that our uncle that we've been taking care of for the last 9 years has been pulled out of the home by he's a veteran, so Veterans Affairs has stepped in, and there's just a lot of chaos surrounding this lady and different practices that seem like my brother is almost tamed. He's going up against the family. I mean, we've never known him to do such things that he's doing. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if he's been ill in the way of what he called it, allergies, but I think it's what she's practicing.
Yeah, your instinct about her is very right. Like, I feel a lot of evil there, but I feel that it's more than the allergies that's going on with him. It's like almost some kind of breathing condition. I don't know if he smokes or what's going on, but I feel that something needs to be checked out with him. And so you asked about what your focus should be on in the next 6 months. Well, part of that, I think, is him, maybe finding out what's wrong with him. But the other is, are you trying to sell a house or trying to buy a house? Or?
My house, I've been in some strong litigation with my homeowner's insurance. A storm came through last March around this time, and I have hail, wind damage that's caused a leak to my roof, and then in my master bedroom and my bathroom, there are leaks, and then there's damage to the ceiling, which has now, within the last year, caused mold. And so yeah, I have a team of, yeah, we've been going back and forth.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be settled here soon. I don't know when, because I don't have a, you know, a crystal ball, and I would never say, but I think you're actually going to be come out on the good side of that. And it's saying that that's where you really need to spend your focus and make sure you follow that through so it doesn't get lost in the cracks, or so that you get everything that you deserve. Because you're right, they are trying to negotiate something smaller than it should be, but you need to hold out for whatever the, like you have been, for whatever, to make sure everything is fixed on the house. So I got that.
I have the attorney involved. I actually had an appraisal. Good. And then an umpire, and now I had to hire an attorney for all of it within the last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I got. That's the message that I came through for me. But something is going on with your brother. I don't know if you can help him in any way, but maybe just if you got him to go to a doctor or seek out something, he might open his eyes a little better or bigger to see what this lady is doing.
I was the one that first pointed out to him that she was not a good fit for him. And so she quickly ran me up out of the house, helping with my father. With my uncle about a year ago, because this has been going on for about 15, 16 months. So once she noticed that I seen her, then she worked on him, and we're twins, so we've never been apart like we have now. And so he has firm feelings that he did not want to have anything to do with me. Like, he's been telling all the family members, my mom, and which has been just heartbreaking for her, you know, that I don't want Trish around here anymore. She's just keeping up a whole lot of mess. She's picking with, as he say, I'm picking with her. So that's when she, you know, she enforces this on him. So I can't get close to him. But I speak to him in the highest consciousness, to his higher self. I'm always telling him how much I love him and that I wouldn't hurt him, that I'm trying to help him. And I just send so many prayers. Because I know she's hurting him because it hurts me.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I guess just keep doing what you're doing, because I really feel that you are going to get through to him, because you are his twin. It's just going to take some time. But, just keep doing what you're doing. You're an amazing sister. So, yep.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, this is Linda.
Oh, God.
I think I'm getting from Jane again. I'm getting from Jane again. She was in a similar situation with a family member that was being controlled in a toxic relationship. And that toxic woman was also trying to control everyone else around her. About the only thing I can say is, because I feel like he's very dependent on her, and that's not a good thing, because the more dependent he is, the more she has control. Is to gather the troops, everything you know, to make sure that they're checking in on him all the time. And too bad if she doesn't like it, you know. And I talked a couple of weeks ago about the Cartman Triangle and how she's making him into a victim and she is the persecutor. Now, be careful if anybody tries to take the rescuer role, because it's going to backfire on you. They're going to have to do this from a strong standpoint. Of, I'm not going to let what this woman says influence me or hurt me, or it's all just going to bounce off me, because she's going to say things that hurt me and hurt the other people that are trying to help. But I do agree with Tony. We need to get him in and have possibly a full workup on him to see what's going wrong with his health. Because I feel in addition to the respiratory that there might be some neurological issues going on. I don't know if he's displayed any of that, but yeah, definitely. And as far as where you're living, I'm feeling with all the storms and stuff, tornadoes that are going on where you're at right now, that you really need to make sure you have a place to go to in case something happens again. Okay, make sure you stay safe.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. J,
Jessica, anything coming in for you, love?
Yes. Immediately, I was feeling a drawn to the brother. I'm not sure what's going on with him, but I guess if you want to say in order, well, the first thing Spirit was trying to tell me was like, slow down, and to take one step at a time, like just one step at a time. And although these things are extremely important, you got to try to just pace yourself, or you're gonna just wear yourself down to nothing. Even more so than now, with how you're feeling. To put things in kind of like a step for you, I lean towards the brother a lot, but then towards the house or something, going through something with that, or moving or something. I'm not sure, but that it's like the brother's really right up there with a priority, or as a priority as well. They're reminding you not to forget to ask for help. If family members won't step in, try to rally friends and as much as you can around you, and just be very direct. You know, when we need help to that degree, it's you know, just be direct in what you need, and I believe it'll come too. It'll just kind of come your way. There's huge power in asking for help, so don't forget to do that. And that's all I'm getting.
All right.
Thank you.
Marianne?
Yeah. So what I got is, well, I was asking, so my question was asking about what you should do about the brother, because I started, that's where my focus went for some reason, that's where my attention went. So when I asked about you intervening with the brother and the situation, I felt everything that everybody else has said, but the advice that I got was wait. So it says it's going to take some patience, and your angels aren't saying no. They're just saying not yet. Sometimes heaven needs just a little extra time to make all the pieces fit together and put in place. And so what you're asking for may help, or may have an effect on the lives of others. And so it can take additional preparation to make sure that everyone's needs are seen too. So just be patient so that all who are involved can have whatever experience and lessons they're meant to have. And you'll be able to work out as long as you ask for help. I get the kind of same thing Jessica is, so ask for help.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, and from Elizabeth in the chat room, Elizabeth pulled the Five of Hearts. The mermaid is experiencing a change of heart. She is healing the wounds of the past. When change occurs in your life, you may feel confused and vulnerable. The changes now happening in your life are guided and protected by the seal of the golden star residing at the center of your heart. This star is higher self. Rest assured that creativity will follow this interlude of chaos. Don't let the blues get you down. Anticipate a renewal of both interpersonal and divine love. Wow. Thanks, Elizabeth. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Yes.
And I will wrap up, Patricia, by saying that the first thing I got when you spoke of your brother and this woman was a clip from the movie The Dark Crystal. It's a Jim Henson movie. And these two little sprite characters are on a kind of a hero's journey. And they get attached by the bad guy to this machine that drains their life force. And that's what that image was saying to me, is like it feels like his life force is being drained by everything. But as I think it was Tony, or I can't remember who said it, but that he's very dependent on this woman in a very unhealthy way. It's almost like a, you know, whatever happened to Baby Jane or something icky like that. There's definitely
a unbalance of power here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. One thing I want to just offer you is I don't know if water is an element, a very, very strong element in your life, but what I wanted to suggest is if you can get by water or, you know, even showers or baths can help, but it's something about water. And what I wanted to suggest to you is that you find something that will trigger a really good cry. You know, like the ugly cry, the kind that gets all the hoobies out of your soul. You need to do one of those cries. And one of the reasons is it just in a physical way, the hormones, cortisol and adrenaline, they don't want them sticking around in your body. It's really bad. So when you cry natural tears, it releases those two hormones out of your system. Cutting onions doesn't do it, interestingly enough. It's got to be like a psychologically cleansing cry. But you need a good cry, and do that for yourself, and you'll feel much better and get rid of some of that tension. Multitasking. Are you multitasking a lot? Multitasker is what I wrote. Yeah, trying to do everything at once. So you may have to force yourself at first. But don't try to do everything at once, because all it's you're just spinning your wheels, just so to speak. You know, you're not getting anywhere, but you're expending a lot of energy. Is your self-care up to par? Like, do you feel guilty if you do something nice for yourself? Do you feel like you always have to be doing for others?
Well, lately here, I have started doing more for myself, because when this initially started a couple of months ago, because it kind of started with Veterans Affairs telling my brother that all of these people that you have living in our uncle's home need to be removed. And that's sort of how it started, when he told her she was going to have to leave with her kids. So it seemed like she really started digging her claws in him, because they gave her like 30 days to be removed from the house, and he hasn't removed her. So they're telling him that he's going to be evicted along with her if he doesn't remove. So once I really was dealing with this a lot more, you know, just day in and day out, and not really sleeping. But now that we are here maybe 5 or 6 weeks in, and maybe a week before they're evicted, I started doing things for myself to get my mind off of it, and feeling better, you know, not as bad as it was initially, but it's still, you know, it's still on my mind, but it's not like it was. So I have to pat myself on the back, because it feels good to just focus on me and go and be around a lot of people and social events and social places where I get to smile and laugh. I've been going to karaoke and then listening to jazz and just different things that really fills my spirit. And so that has been helping tremendously.
Yeah, music is always a good medicine, isn't it? Wow. Yeah. So you're doing, you're on the right path. You've got to, you know, you've got to take care of yourself if you are going to take care of other people. And it feels like you're one of those generous-hearted souls that, you know, you're trying, you want to, you know, we all kind of have that feeling of like, if only I could save everybody that's suffering. But one thing at a time. Yeah, just remember that. You're probably going to have more efficient use of your energy dealing with one thing and then moving on. It's really hard. It's like, you know, I have the same thing going on. I'll be in the middle of one task and then jumping to something else, and then letting fear of the stuff that's happening, you know, fear makes you weak. We all have fear, but if you can use the fear to transform that fear energy into useful behavior. And remember, too, that it's not your job to save everyone.
even though it feels like it sometimes, you know, but you're a very brave and heroic soul, I think. And your brother is very lucky to have you. And, I think it was Tony, you know, talking about the telepathy between twins. So don't forget the power of telepathy. Like, you can talk to him even from afar. You can go on Facebook, the Center for Spiritual Understanding Through Afterlife Connections has a guided meditation where you can just train yourself to speak to people, speak to others who are not necessarily here in the physical, or they may have Alzheimer's or dementia and not be able to communicate on whatever other reasons, you know, but you can connect with these beings, these souls. So if you can find them on Facebook, they're a really good group. And that meditation is really good. I've done it. I think you did it too, Tony, didn't you?
Yes, to talk with my mom because she has Alzheimer's. So it really does help just sitting there and holding their hands. It's great.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just one more. And it's from Jane. She reminded me of a card she sent me, and I'm going to go walk over here and read it to you.
Oh,
coffee
you.
First, everything else later.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Absolutely. I take that to heart, and I receive all of your beautiful messages. I don't know how many times I've told Lynn. Whenever I talk to you ladies, that you are magnificent angels who delivered a message. So I am very thankful and very grateful for the messages today. And
that's so
I love
lovely.
You all, and many blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
You're a great angel, too. Forget that.
Yeah.
Oh, she really is. Yep. So, be good to Patricia, and we send our love to you, dear. And stay safe, as Linda said. You know, we hope you stay protected from everything that's going on. It's quite the ride, isn't it? You know, like we go through all this stuff, but, you know, I think you have a good, strong connection to your own spiritual energy, and that will get you through, Libby. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Happy Sunday, Patricia, and we'll talk to you soon. Call us back. Okay. Let us know how it goes, okay?
I sure will.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Moving on, we have 651 on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Christiana from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana. Hello, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, just a little sleepy today, but I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Good. So I was wondering about an eagle that my mom saw the other day, and if there was any, like, a metaphor or symbolism surrounding that, like a message or something.
Mm-hmm.
I felt right away. This is Jessica. Sorry. Hi, Christiana. I felt right away that it was a symbol of guidance for you, that you're kind of right where you need to be, and you're being guided every step of the way. That's
okay.
What I got.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was your mom that saw it. Was it Christiana?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just looked up the spiritual meaning of the eagle. Messing up my thing here. Okay, I got that. Eagles symbolize spirit, freedom, and self-expression. Eagles also have a solid connection to the element of air. Connection reminds us that we are more than just physical beings. We have a spiritual side as well. Our thoughts and intentions create who we become. So that's one of the messages. There's tons and tons of links. So if you are interested, just check out Spiritual Meaning of Eagle. But I know, like, the eagle's a powerful totem animal for
a lot of cultures. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Anybody want to go ahead?
I'm just feeling confidence and strength.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's finding a newfound confidence that maybe she didn't have before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I felt the same that, and I think I told her this, but the same as Linda, I think she can do. I know that she's been wondering about what she should do next, and I think her seeing the eagle was that whatever her intuition was that she was telling me about the next job or whatever was right, that she should pursue that for her next job. And then I also just got a card that said that she should, that both of you together could actually be really powerful in this next job or thing that you might want to do. So I think the eagle was the confidence, and then I think it's for both of you, actually, that you two mesh really well together as mother and daughter, and a lot of people don't do that, believe me, Christiana, because I have two girls, and one of them I mesh very well with, and the other one gives me nothing but back talk. But anyway, and you and I, that you and your mom just kind of soar together. You know, I mean, you have the same goals, kind of. So, and you know, you both need confidence, and I think you help each other out. So I see that in the future for you, that maybe it's something that you might be wanting to do with your mom. You know, I think you both can be very successful together.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Marianne?
Yeah. So I too looked at the meaning of the eagle. And so what came to my attention was, it was saying that if you have a dream and if there's a goal that you have and it's something that you want to make your soul feel more full, feel like you're serving your purpose, take it to you from the eagle and know that your aim will be straight and true, it says. So it's there to give you guidance and encouragement and help you feel brave and strong in your choice and your decision.
I thought I'd throw it in there that I do candle magic, so I was doing that and to just help me manifest an appointment. And the one that I'm looking at right now, it's funny because I would say, let it come to me on eagle's wings. And then my mom said she saw the eagle the other day. So I was like, this must be the way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, it needs the, it feels like you could really do with the stability of finding that new place, and once you're feeling more grounded in a home, then you'll take off. It's hard. It reminds me of that saying that when one door opens, another one closes, another one opens, but it's heck in the hallway. Yeah, the hallway is the difficult part. You know, you're waiting for that next door to open. But do you journal, Christiana? Do you do journaling?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's, it just came up in my mind that, like, you can make sense of the waiting period by just, like, following your journals and keeping a sort of flow, almost a flow chart of what you're learning as you go. But, don't be afraid to follow your dreams, right? Gosh. I don't know what kind of imp just spoke in my ear, because I saw Jack Handy's calendar art, and it says, "Don't be afraid to tell the world your dreams. There's nothing the world likes better than the taste of a really sweet dream." And that's very cynical, but if you're feeling like don't feel pre-defeated. I'm not sure why I'm picking that up, but it feels like you're worried about failing or falling down or something like that. And no, yeah. I think you're going to fly rather than fall. So don't be afraid.
And I remember, I think I told your mom that her spirit animal was the rabbit. I told her that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going through my gems right now and stuff just while we're sitting here. And I just pulled out a rabbit that I didn't even know I had, like a crystal rabbit. So I'm going to have to send that to her. I know.
Oh, too freaky.
That's weird. I know. I'm way too intuitive today. Too much for me.
Wow. That's wild.
Well,
I love
you, everybody.
Thanks, Christiana. It's always lovely to talk to you, and we'll talk to you soon again and see how things are going. But believe, you got to believe, because I think you've got the goods to make it. So carry on, love. Okay. Bye-bye. Happy Sunday.
Bye.
Okay.
So cute.
Sweet lady. Hi, 415. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Anne in New Mexico.
Hi, Anne. Lovely to talk to you. How's it going? Do you have a question you'd like us to look at today?
I've been traveling a lot and moving around and making plans to get closer to my area.
You're a house sitter, right?
For April.
You do house sitting?
But I want to stay in. Yes, that's one
that's
of the
right.
things. But yeah,
I'm just checking our mental notes. Mm-hmm. I remember, and I think people do remember Anne.
Yeah.
So so carry on. I didn't mean to interrupt. And you're wondering, what are you wondering?
So for April, looking ahead in April, I'm just kind of planning. April is one of my favorite months. I like spring. I like Easter. So. New things, but sticking around the area.
Can you? I'm trying to go all Alex Trebek on you and say, can you pose that in the form of a question?
What's coming up in April?
What's coming up in April? Okay. Tony, you got that crystal ball?
Yeah.
We always say that. If we could predict
the future, yeah.
That's
April,
funny, eh?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still getting really cold vibes in April. I don't know. Are you in a place right now? I don't know where you are. Are you still in Colorado, or have you moved south? Or mean in the warmer weather? Or where are you now?
I'm in New Mexico.
Oh, you're in New Mexico. Yeah, and is it warm there right now?
About 5 days from now, it's going to warm up, but it's been a crazy winter.
My feeling was to stay where you are in April, in the warmth, is what I got. Because I feel that where you want to go is more, weren't you thinking about more going into maybe Colorado or... somewhere around there felt at home?
No, I want to stick around where I am for a while.
Yeah, I think you're in a good spot. The spot that I got was feeling that I got.
I know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that. So I need other work. I'm looking for other work to stay, so I can stay where I am.
Yeah, and I think the other work is going to come. So I think you're in a good place, especially probably for the summer is what I'm getting.
Yeah,
that you're in a good spot. Yeah, really good spot.
What I'm getting right away, this is Jessica, is stay put and it will flow right to you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This is Linda, and I'm getting an add-on to this. There are some natural places there for you to hike in and walk around and just enjoy nature. And I'm feeling like after you have looked at the want ads to see what jobs might be coming up, that go to those places to meditate on which ones might be the best ones to pursue. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I do is walking. I like walking more than sitting for meditation or, you know, so that's great.
That's awesome.
Wow. Excellent. Marianne, have we heard from you?
No, but I got something pretty cool and still along the lines of the same thing. So what I have is that where you are now is a great, there's a great opportunity for you, very positive growth and expansion. And that there's going to be inspiration and insight for you. And that there's a chance if you take the action and you have some ideas, and if you're thinking to manifest, there's a chance that you can create changes in your, so you're looking to create changes in your career, and the angels have got that prepared for you. And so when that opportunity opens up, to step right through.
Wow.
Great.
Wow.
So
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Have I gotten everyone? I feel like I've missed somebody here, but that's just my brain falling out.
Elizabeth hasn't added anything here,
but we'll keep an eye out. I pulled a card for you, Anne, and I pulled up the Page of Pentacles upright. And that deals with manifestation, financial opportunity, and skill development. I'll just read a little bit of what that brings you. It's a pretty positive card for you. The Page of Pentacles brings a welcome message of new beginnings, inspiration, and the initial stages of a creative project or venture. Since Pentacles rules the material realm and corresponds to the element of earth, this page symbolizes a burgeoning awareness of the value of money, wealth, possessions, career, and physical health, and how to manifest more of these blessings. You welcome new opportunities to your material life, a new job, a new business, or a financial windfall, and you wish to discover how to turn your dreams into reality. So you're tapping into your ability to manifest a personal goal or dream, and you're excited about possibilities, potentials, and it's all about manifesting. So I think you're really on a good path here. And I also agree with the team. Don't move. You're good. Stay parked for a while and work on those dreams we're talking about. And it feels like the road will rise up to meet you for this one. So just let her rip, you know, let her rip. Oh, okay. And for Anne, okay, Elizabeth said, for Anne, I got the guardian angel and temperance. I don't know if the guardian angel is called temperance or is that a separate thing? But, it feels like you've got a guardian angel, and the temperance, I think, is referring to like keeping things balanced and whatnot. So, but I think you'd be just fabulous, you know. I hope you're excited about what's, you know, ahead of you, because it's neat. And also, like, the weary traveler gets to come home for a little while, because you've been moving around a lot. And, that kind of takes it out of you. But, just go for it. Make your
dreams. All right, thank you very much.
A reality.
Very helpful.
You're so welcome. It's lovely to hear from you, Anne. And let us know how it goes, would you?
Okay, I'll keep listening.
Okay, fabulous. Thanks. Okay. And go to our... Sorry, my computer's misbehaving. I got a huge... When Linda was talking to Anne, I got a huge flash on the flashlight. It just like boom. So I think Jane's corroborating what's going on with you there. That was really cool.
Today in her own way. So
think she's validating for all of us that,
I think she is. Yeah.
Like she's putting in her vote too. She's still with us.
Still on the show. That's wonderful. And I'm hearing in my head, like, this is hilarious. Like, I'm an electrician now. So, you go. Yeah.
Oh,
you can be anything.
Awesome.
It's so beautiful. So, two or three, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. Hey. How are you? Lovely to hear from
Hello,
you.
Hello, everybody. Thank you. Lovely to hear all your voices, too. Did I speak to you a few weeks ago asking about if anyone's an animal communicator?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. So if they're there, could I ask about my dog, Chance?
Chance.
Yeah.
Now, is Chance the shepherd? I can't remember the breed. It's like a shepherd type of dog?
No, actually, I'm taking care of two shepherds right now, and they're off the wall.
Oh,
friend.
Oh
my
boy.
Dog is, yeah, my dog is a coon mix. He's a hound mix, coon hound, 14.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Okay.
And this was about the vitamin supplements?
I'm really looking to see where he is with his health. Yes, I'm always researching, trying to figure out what do I give him, whether it's digestion or he's got laryngeal paralysis, I think. And the vet was wondering about Cushing's. I'm not sure he has that, but mainly whatever I can do to make him feel better. And if you kind of can pick up on his health, or his happiness.
So that Cushing's syndrome, which he may or may not have, is a disorder that makes your body produce too much cortisol. Is that correct?
Exactly.
So he's got too much.
Exactly.
It's a hormonal imbalance? Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not sure he has that, or if he does, mm-hmm. it may be very mild.
I know that here, Pat, sorry, I'm reading the wrong. Sorry, Pat. Yeah, I'm not a vet, but I immediately heard that sweet potato or carrot, something in that kind of thing to add to his diet. And
okay.
I'm gonna pass it around because I'm gonna look this up and see what the nutrient is that they would get from that. But I don't think yams and sweet potatoes are the same thing.
Hi, Pat. It's Tony. How is he acting around the two German shepherds? Is he playing?
No, I keep them apart.
Yeah.
I had them together once before, and he's just too old for that. You know, he literally walks by them in the hall to go upstairs, and they're fine with him, but it's too overwhelming for him.
Yeah, I feel that he's feeling better. I don't know. Do you think he is?
Yeah, I think so. And who knows what.
Uh-huh.
I've got him on an herb, Boswellia, which is an interesting herb. I got him on that for his arthritis, and then I learned it's a possible neurodegenerative.
Uh-huh.
I think they're discovering that, so that would be good for
me. Yeah.
Say it again?
Good that you're giving him that. I think that is helping him because I feel that I think that Lynn is right. It's something to do with his stomach that he's not feeling great.
Yeah.
I also feel the arthritis. And I think that is, you know, that's why he doesn't want to get up and move. And I think he's moving a little better now since you've been giving him that stuff.
Yeah. I cannot figure out his stomach. I think his stomach is quite a bit better, but he'll still eat a tree or paper or dirt. You know, if there's an old rotting tree, he'll be chewing off of it.
Okay. I just looked up sweet potatoes, and it's the beta-carotene is good for inflammation. So.
Okay.
And it can't hurt. Like I think carrots, I make the dog food here, and I use carrots in the mix. And she's running like a puppy. And I do think, like, the plants in that category, sweet potatoes, carrots, things like that with a lot of beta carotene are really good for their system. Can't hurt, might help, you know. See what happens.
He gets a raw carrot whenever I think of it. He loves those. And I do cook carrots. I've started pumpkin again because I know that's good.
Yes.
Do you see pumpkin being as good as sweet potatoes?
Yeah, any of the orange kinds.
Orange.
Orange vegetables, yeah, they tend to have a lot of beta carotene, vitamin A. All that good stuff. I can't remember now. I'm sorry, I lost the thought. But is he a nervous dog at all? Like, is that part of the problem? Is he hyper?
Well, he was, he came with fear, aggression, and he certainly hit a tremendous amount from that. He's a little deaf and maybe a little dementia. So now when we pass by dogs, he's kind of barking at them and being a guard dog. So that's new. It's got something to do with his age and his thinking. More that than, you know, freaking out. He's kind of out of it being almost deaf. And I don't know if there's any kind of dementia, but he's not that connected as he used to be. Therefore, the fear aggression is not as strong either.
He respond to massage. I know a lot of animals get a lot of benefit from that. And just, you know, whatever you can for him that way.
Right, right. Can anybody see if he has anything to say? If he's happy or still planning on staying around?
I think he's planning on staying around for a little while. I feel he's happy. I don't get any sad. I'm not getting anything sad. I just think it's like normal age things that's going on with him. Like not anything that you need to rush to the vet for anymore. Or I think you figured it out. I think it's just arthritis and old age. And you're right about him being mellow now. He just kind of wants to be mellow for the rest of his life and live with you. Yeah, he likes his life for sure.
That's good.
He loves that you rescued him. You did a great thing because they were going to put him down.
Absolutely. He's been an amazing dog. He even with all the fear aggression, he's probably got a very, very big heart. I mean, one of the biggest hearts of all the dogs I've had, you know, deep down. And he's funny and, he's been great. And has he helped me survive through many trips. He got written up in a magazine, a magazine that donates money for people who need help, you know, with animal veterinary services because they were so interested in his life, which was really wonderful. I want to make a banner, and I picked up a few trinkets, and I want to sort of award him for being an amazing dog. Does he need other people around, like my sister and niece, when I do that, or will he get it alone, or should I sing to him, or any ideas?
I'm feeling companionship and comfort as much as possible, and yes, more people around.
Because
he kind of wants to party, even though he's not able to anymore.
He does want to party. He's still, I see him, like you said, he was funny. I see him very funny, very cool. That's fun.
Wonderful.
Like people.
If
right.
I have time.
He likes your tribe.
Good. If you have time, you don't have to, but these two German Shepherds I'm taking care of, one is off the wall. I mean, I've been taking care of them for years, house-sitting and walking them three times a week, and one just literally ate the gate, a wooden gate, and last time I was here, she broke through all the screens, and I'm wondering, why is she regressing? She was just frantic.
Is that one of the dogs you have now?
Yeah.
That you're taking care of? Well, I think, is her people leaving a lot and they're spending most of the time with you lately? Or
Well, no, but one of the women just had a granddaughter literally a few days ago, so they had to rush down to D.C., and maybe they were picking up on the stress. But it's just hard when they go away. But the last two times, she just has not coped, and I've not been able to help her.
Yeah, I think she wants to be home.
Yeah.
You mean she wants her family home with her?
Her family. She wants to be at her house. Yeah, I think she's just like, you know how when there's another baby or something that comes in the way, even though that baby doesn't live there, there's just something that's preoccupying the owners. And I feel
yeah.
that she's acting out like a child, just wants to go home. Yeah. Nothing
well,
against
feels
you
like
you like her second home. She likes you. It's just that I think she's missing her spot. You know.
Well, she is home. It's that her owner goes away. She stays in her house.
Yeah.
I stay
yeah.
in the house.
But,
yeah.
Feels like fear of abandonment or insecurity.
Yeah. Yeah. This time, with literally the first day, I spent, you know, I was just supposed to go there twice. I spent 4.5 hours basically hanging around, coming and going to help them. And I came home and this gate was just devastated. And I thought, this is the first day. So I went and got Rescue Remedy and CBD. The owner never wants to give her anything, but I thought, I've got to try. I don't know if she's better or not, but I couldn't believe the first.
Yeah. I think she's more mellow. I think that helped her. I think you calmed
okay.
her down. But yeah, I think Linda's right on what she's saying. She's just having, you know, some fear or aggression, you know, she feels abandoned right now. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just like a child that has another child coming into the house or something. She just doesn't feel like, you know, anybody's paying attention to her.
Yeah. Okay.
And even though you are, you're not the, you know, she loves you, but not like she loves her person.
Oh,
you know,
I know
how they are. They're very territorial.
Of course. And I'm really glad that I can be here because I've been taking care of them for so long. I know anyone else it would be even worse. So.
Yeah.
Oh, it would. Yeah. She would have escaped. She would have escaped and not been there. Like, she knows not to do that to you. So she might act out that she's not there.
A number of years ago, the daughter got married. The son went away to college. They had to put down her older sister. The dog had a older German Shepherd. They had to put that down. And then the parents went away to Europe for like 2 weeks. This all happened within a week. So I was taking care of her for about 2 weeks. And by the time they got home, she almost died. It was too much loss. So she's come back a lot. And then they got another dog and that brought her even back further, but she's starting to regress.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's a shame. But shepherds especially have a sense of, like a shepherd tells you what to do. They like to be in charge running the show, and she's not able to, she's out of control. Like, she has no control over where she can be, and she wants to be protected. Like she can't get at her family to protect them. Like she feels it's her job to take care of everybody.
She feels what?
And it's, I'm sorry? She
what
feels
it?
Like
she,
it's her. The shepherd
dog.
Nature. The shepherds are very, very dominant dogs. Like they know what's wrong and they're going to carry out the right thing. And that's, you know, if you don't agree, well, you know, too bad for you. But she probably has an overwhelming sense of needing to protect her tribe, her pack, and she can't be with them to do that. Like she feels duty bound. She's got a job to do that she can't do, and it's food oriented. Like is she
not at all? Barely.
Okay.
Barely.
So
So
that's Find out what she's probably got a weakness of some sort. Maybe it's toys or. If it's not food, but
it's balls. I'm literally sitting on a hill sucking balls and she's chasing them right now.
Right. Oh. And that's probably your best bet. No, shepherds take, you know, you kind of have to, you kind of have to, you know, be reasonable. Do it my way is what the shepherd says, you know.
Maybe give her a job to do, because aren't shepherds, they need jobs, just like, you know, that's why they'd make good police dogs, because
I suggested to the owner to do those, what is it, begins with an A, you know, in the backyard, set up jumps and tunnels and stuff to entertain her. But the owner, I don't know what's with her. She's smart. She loves these dogs. She only gives them dry kibble and a little bit of dog food. You know, so many people lack in certain ways of caring for their dog. They keep themselves ignorant. They're in denial, and it's just so sad.
Yeah, lacking empathy for the living creature that, you know, just because dogs aren't shaped like people doesn't mean they're not human, you know, sort of thing.
It's almost like a lazy choice, because the last time she got really sick, she turned to me and she said, "Am I a bad mom?" And I wanted to say, "No, but." She's beside herself. I mean, she loves these dogs, really, really loves them. I've come across so many people who, I was just telling a woman, I used to take care of a dog. The people would go to Tuscany in the summer and, you know, do all these wonderful things and give their dogs dry kibble and nothing else. And it never made sense to me how they, you know, treat themselves so well, but not their dogs. These are intelligent people. Anyway, it's a frustration on my part that kind of...
They're not like
hear you. we totally hear you.
My dogs get better stuff than I do. My dogs are so spoiled, it's pathetic.
They're beautiful, though.
They should be. They're higher than we are. They're divinity, you know, more than we are. And they're here to teach us, and they're so patient with us. I really believe that.
That's why dog is God spelled backwards.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, and I can hear, I don't know why, but I'm hearing either Linda or Jane going, "Don't forget cats. Don't forget the sacred cats."
Of course.
No, we've got some, they're angels for us, and they help us to understand a lot. Help us. Yeah. Their short lifespans help us to understand the passage of life, you know, into back to eternity, sort of thing.
I appreciate all your time and attention, and thank you. It's always lovely to talk to you all.
Absolutely. I hope you get time for your art. Do some of your artwork, and
I started a painting for a woman I used to walk her. Her dog passed, so I'm doing a painting for her with her dog. It's a bit of a surprise. So, I'm back into it a little bit. I'm coming up for it.
We want to help you sell it. You have to do it.
Thank you.
We want to help you sell it.
Yes. I need that help. So when I'm slowly coming back to health and stuff, I will definitely take you up on it, because I do need help.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Right. I love you all.
Okay.
We love you,
too, Pat. Okay. Happy Sunday, love.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm hearing budgies or something. What is it? Squeaky. Hi, 917. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi.
Yes,
thanks for waiting.
I'm sorry, once more, your name, please?
Karen in New York.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Lovely.
Thank you. I could ask a million questions, but I just want to ask about, I have a very strange relationship with my sister. It used to be very good. And anyway, it's kind of gotten weird. I don't know why, but I'm hoping that she will come near a future to help me in the apartment. It was my grandmother's apartment. It's a long story. And when my grandmother first passed, my sister did come and help me organize things and get rid of a lot of the stuff. But it wasn't everything. And she did say she would come back at some time. Of course, now she doesn't want to remember it. It's been years, but I really need so much help in here. And anyway, I've been hoping she would come, but we've been having kind of a weird rift. And she's also blamed her fear of flying, which I think is just an excuse. And I think she used it as an excuse that she never came back when my father was dying. Of course, she did come back for the funeral, but she never made it back in time to see him before he passed. And because of that, it's like, well, I didn't fly for father, so I'm never going to fly again. I'm not going to fly to New York because I didn't come for father. And, you know, try to tell her that she should learn from it and he would appreciate if she learned and came and helped me and all that. But I don't even think that was a real reason that but that's what she's been telling herself to accept it anyway. So I don't know if that's too much information. Are you getting anything about
This is Linda. I'm going to jump right in here because I'm being shown something again that deals with Jane. But your sister does not handle grief well at all, and she internalizes it. And she will not let anyone see that she's sad or express her emotions. So she keeps it all inside. And her best tactic is to let anyone see her experiencing grief, and she will just keep away from the situation as much as possible. I know it's going to be hard to talk to her, but I believe that in the future she will come around and help. I don't know how long that's going to take, but it just feels like she's not willing to let any – she's very stoic, very I can't show emotion kind of person to people. Does that make sense?
In a way, but I think she does show emotion. She's mentioned to me that people have said to her in the past, like, you know, okay, get over it. It's time to move on. And her upset about how dare they say that, you know, everybody grieves in their own way. And who are these other people to tell her it's enough, you know, and she's on her own timeline. So maybe because of that, she's kind of stuffed it down and doesn't want to show it because she doesn't want those reactions from people.
Yeah.
Certainly doesn't get it from me. I try to help her with it, but,
pull back. Yeah. That really resonated, Linda. Like, that was bang on to what I wrote down.
Is there anything I can...
If I could jump in, this is Tony. So I feel the fear of flying is real. I think something happened to her on a flight that scared her, and she does get anxiety. And when she does fly over there, she has to really psych herself out to do that. And she really doesn't want to fly anymore. But the card that I got for you was a peacekeeper. It says, let go of the need to be right. Choose peace and happiness over, trying to be right rather than trying to prove a point. Save your energy for what's important. Are you the older sister?
Yes.
You're the older sister. So I'm an older sister also. And I just had something like this happen with my sister. We were in New York together, just in your town about a week ago. And I was, I was doing to her? I guess it was a little bit of an argument, but I was preaching to her about hurricanes, and because she went through that terrible hurricane in Fort Myers. And I was telling her, I can't believe you guys are still living there. You know, it's not up to me to say that, but I told her, I'm like, look, I'm your older sister. I'm always going to tell you what to do. All you have to do is tell me, okay, you're right. And I'll move on. So I feel that's the same. I'm like, just give me the benefit of the doubt and tell me I'm right. I'm your older sister. That's all I need to hear. And I feel that maybe if you
kind of approach that in that way. I don't think you guys are estranged. I just think that she's feeling guilty because she really wants to be with you and wants to help you with her, you know, your aunt's stuff. She just really does have a fear of leaving her house right now for some reason, but she does love you just like my sister loves me, but I'm a pain in the ass when it comes to that kind of stuff. I do the same, but maybe you can be the peacemaker like I tried to be and just, I'm going to back off because it's her life. I mean, who am I to say what she's supposed to do? You know what I mean? So,
well, I tried to be the peacemaker. The thing is, I'm also a little hurt that she doesn't seem to care or doesn't want to see me. I can't go visit her.
Yeah.
Which she decided to go along with her husband, and that's another story. Her husband has been on a mission since they were married to break our relationship. We were much closer, and he has succeeded. I don't know how he did it, but he has filled her head with God knows what about me, and she has been different with me. And
yeah.
He convinced her that the apartment is not set up for me to be able to stay there, so I haven't been welcome. So it's like, I can't go visit her. She won't come here. It's like, she doesn't even care to see me anymore.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. And I've been very hurt about the whole thing that I'm not welcome at her house. And she keeps trying to argue with me with words. Oh, it's not that I'm not welcome. I just can't sleep over. So,
well, that's
years
not welcome.
Ago before the pandemic, she was trying to find a... Sorry.
Yeah. I do feel
she was trying to find
right.
a place for me to stay, either a motel or an Airbnb, but that was before the pandemic. And since then, she lost her job, and I'm sure she doesn't have money to put me up now anyway. So it's like, okay, she's just not going to see me, and I think she's okay with that. And
no,
I'm
I don't
sure
think
that, oh, the
okay
husband
is
thrilled.
I don't think she's okay mm-hmm. with it. I think she really is missing you. And you said that you were hoping maybe within the year something could work out. And I feel that that might be what's going to happen, that something within the year will work out where
mm-hmm.
you two will be reunited again. Yeah. I think she just needs some patience. She's trying to figure it out. But I don't feel that she doesn't love you or want to be a part of your life. She very much misses you. She just doesn't express it as well as you do. Kind of going
well,
back.
She gives me the words, but I keep telling her, you know, that's nice. And
yeah.
she sends me gifts. I have a birthday coming up, so I know she's sending me stuff. So she tries in those ways. We get into a lot of fights on the phone. But, but then she'll tell me she loves me, and it feels like, where's it coming from? I kind of don't always feel it. But anyway, that's her.
Yeah.
So I've had to swallow a lot, and I've been trying to rise above it. It's hard for me.
But you're doing a good job. I think you're doing good rising above. It's hard to do. Very hard to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, and I've been trying to heal myself of the residue. So mm-hmm. I don't know how successful I've been with that.
I think you're on the right track. So that's just my feeling. But maybe, I don't know, Jessica, did anything jump out for you?
Yeah. We've lost Jessica. She fell out of the
bus.
Oh,
we lost
her. Yeah, she had to pack up to leave. So.
Marianne?
Yeah. Yeah, she's in transit.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. So what I am getting is that you're trying to do everything and you're taking all this on yourself. And the stress of doing too much and feeling too much is creating both physical and emotional health challenges for you. So they're just saying to surround yourself with loving friends and family who are willing and able to lighten your load, and you'll begin to feel much better. So that's what I got.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't have much family. It.
No.
And not too many friends.
Yeah.
I'm a mess.
Karen, I just wanted to add to this. This is Lynn. Excuse me. Linda was speaking of grief, I had written down grief in big letters. And I also wrote down existential crisis and a fear of death. I feel like she's going through some stuff in her life, in her head, that is deeply personal. It's one of those things that, like, no matter how much you may want to help her, it's something she's got to deal with. It feels like there's phobias forming around this fear. And when phobias get out of hand, they tend to multiply. The message I got for that is, I know the urge is natural to get in there and try to fix it, but pulling back your energy in this case is probably your best bet. It doesn't have to be permanent, but just right now, pull back your energy and just, I wrote the word allow. So allow her to be where she's at and where she is. I know that you need help and there's things that are pressing and whatnot, but if you can pull back your energy, it will help her come to you rather than, because it's like if you chase a butterfly, right? It's going to fly away from you, but if you wait, sit still, it might just come and land on you. You've got to, it's an energy flow thing, but don't, try not to add to her, because it feels like there's angst and there's, whether she realizes it or not, the flying thing is not so much to do with airplanes, but with fear of mortality. It's like she's going through some stuff in her head, and it's natural. We're human. It's the unexamined life that tends to, you know, so she's going through some things, and it sounds just in a human way, her husband ain't helping. He sounds like a bit of a, you know, one of those guys. So it's just going to be more noise in her head, more stuff coming at her. She's already dealing with his yakety yak yak and his rules and regulations. So coming at her, it's going to create noise. So try pulling back. Send the love, all the love you can send, send that. But pull back on the sort of, advice and stuff like that. I think, Tony, you just nailed it. Like, it's such a sister thing. I don't have sisters, but I totally understand the energy. I've got brothers, but they know you too well. And there's also that, almost that permission to be kind of, like, very often family will be ruder to each other than they would to total strangers. And if you can bring that grace that you would, you know, not hurt each other or whatever, just, pull back your energy and just let her go through what she's going through. It won't be forever, you know, and the love doesn't, you know, you can be mad at someone and still love the heck out of them. So, yeah, it doesn't affect the love. That's a fixed energy. Mm-hmm. So, but I hope that helps, Karen, because we all, you know, we all send you so much support here. Thank energetic. You. It's a heck of a thing. Yeah.
You see her seeing the light about her husband ever?
I'm sorry?
Do you see her ever seeing the light about her husband? I mean, he's so manipulative and controlling, and it's like he's got her under his thumb.
She feels helpless. Yeah. She's not unaware. But again,
leave. She's not going to leave. I don't see her leaving.
Yeah. Any kind of emotional abuse like that, when we're on the outside, it's easy for us to see it, right? But when you're on the inside of that stuff, it's a whole different kind of trap that you're in. And it's make sure she knows that there's help available if she needs to go. But the thing is, that's a whole show. That's a whole topic for another show, which we should probably do, I think, because
sounds good.
Because
I feel that you're right about, and she knows that you're right about her husband, and I think that's one of the reasons why she does not want you to stay at the house, because she doesn't want you to see what really goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
Because she knows that you'd probably drag her out by her hair, possibly. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know how big sisters are, so I'm just saying that, you know, there was a point where my sister, and I'm sure she saw the same for me, but, you know, you have to, like Lynn said, sometimes, you know, that's a whole another show, but we've had people that have been in that situation, and that's why I'm saying I think she really loves you and needs you, and as much as you can just, like, unfortunately bite your tongue and be close to her, because she does. That's why she sends you presents and everything. And I feel that she is going to come to you, or there's some way that you're going to see her time this year before the end of the year.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
Yeah. Maybe she does leave. Maybe she does leave and gets enough strength. I don't know. But I think she loves you very much.
Mm-hmm.
She's just, you know, she's looking for a way out too. And I don't know. I feel that she does. I hear that noise that Lynn is hearing with the husband in her ear constantly.
Yeah. Have a look.
She's so devoted to him.
She's
stubbornly devoted to him all the time. And if she senses anybody's going to breathe anything negative about him, she's right on the defensive, cuts you off, and starts rambling on, you know. It's as if he was the child.
Some of the emotions hiding, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's hiding?
The emotions
hiding about her situation. She's stuffing that down and not allowing it out. Yeah. She's doing acting part that she needs to act in order to coexist with this person.
Right.
And there's almost like a diversion of personalities. But I want you to, if you would, Karen, look for a book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. You can find it. I mean, it's really available online. Like, if you want to read it, I think PDF Drive has it, I'm pretty sure. But you can probably order it very inexpensively through Thrift Books. But just type in, just search the four agreements and just have a look at that. And I think that'll help as a guidepost for you just a little bit. Because you have to be strong to help her, right? So strengthen your own self and learn about everything you can, you know, and be there. And get your safety net out, because you never know. She might just need you very badly someday. So.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing a lot of work on myself, regardless of her and that relationship.
Yeah. That's the best thing to do. Yeah, because we cannot change others. We can only work on ourselves. And that's a painful truth. That, you know, paths in the world always want to go out and rescue everybody. You've got to work on yourself and gather strength for the time when she'll need you.
Okay.
All right, Karen, thank you so much for calling, and let us know how it goes, okay? We'll, we're here nearly every Sunday.
Thank you so much. Thank you all, and I wanted to say I'm so sorry about the loss of your compadre.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Many blessings to you all. Thank you again.
Thank you, Karen. Okay, we're going to try and get the last caller in.
Well, Marianne had to go, so.
Oh, that's Marianne that fell off. Okay.
And Jessica. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's down to the, we've got a skeleton crew, but we're good here. 630, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Dion.
Hi, Dion. Well, we're a little bit short of time, but we'll do our best to answer your question.
Actually, I was just listening to the show. I don't really have any questions. I just like listening to your readings.
Well, that's really neat. That's everything. That's too funny. We rarely have people just listening, so that's kind of cool. Is everything going okay with you? Are you?
Everything's going good. The documentary is still going forward, and I'm handling that the best that I can. I know that obviously the people who I used a lot of your advice, by the way, with like the Lori Vallow death certificates, and I put that in the documentary. I'm probably about like halfway, three quarters of the way, you know, putting it up. But today I just decided I was going to relax and just work on, I'm making like an oracle game, like a, you know, like how people can do the fortune telling or the cards with the regular playing deck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I'm just, I'm poster board. I'm making like my own oracle deck. And the other thing that was weird was I was at Home Goods the other day, and I ran into like a, it's like, it's not an oracle deck, but it says prayers for a wedding, and they're like cards. So I guess there's love coming in, but if anybody makes tarot cards or oracle cards, how come there isn't one for like weddings or teach people how to attract that love in their life? I mean, I don't have time to do it, but if somebody else did, that would be a pretty cool deck, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be.
There probably is one out there. I mean, there's every kind of deck under the sun that you can imagine. But the fact that you're making your own is cool because it really is a very personal thing. And some people are not compatible with certain decks. It's so weird. I kept the one I have for 3 years in a bag and didn't touch it. It had been given to me secondhand, and I didn't think the deck liked me for the longest time. I know it sounds kind of bonkers, but there was a feeling of it's not time to use it yet. And then one day I went to it, and it started to be compatible all of a sudden. So I don't know. But, I love that you've done your own. That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm just doing my spiritual work today, carving out some time for myself. I feel like I was spending too much time, like, on the documentary and nothing for me. So I'm like, no, I'm going to take some time for me and do something I want, practice my spirituality. And also my apartment in Miami, it's not in Miami, but that's the closest town. I have been doing all my paperwork on that and everything. So hopefully, you know, sometime in May I'll be making my move then. Everything for me is going really well, knock on wood. So
very cool. Yeah, good to take time off, especially if it's like a potential crime case. You know, that energy, it'll just suck your energy right out. Yeah, very, very much. Yeah, because I guess it's a vibration thing, a frequency thing. It's a lower vibration. That sounds, I don't know how to put it any better than that.
No,
but
it's
dense
true.
Energy. Mm-hmm.
It's true. Like, you know, I remember when my dad enrolled me in kindergarten, and he enrolled me early because I was advanced. And they did a test on me or whatever, and they're like, oh, she's retarded. She shouldn't be in school and this and that. And so my dad was laughing because my dad was like, you're more, like, they can't even absorb how your energy is. Like, you're actually really smart. And so he enrolled me anyway, and I was, like, a straight-A student for, like, the first 6 years of school. And it's like, that's why I have this theory that, like, autism is actually a higher form of intelligence. You know, it's just people, you know, they don't know how to respond to that level of sensitivity or that level of lightness. I like to call it like a light spectrum, you know? And so when you're dealing with like the, you know, homicide realm and stuff like that, you're going to get a lot of pushback because it actually, one of the feedback I got this morning about my documentary was it's like too advanced. People aren't understanding it. And so I have to, moving forward, you know, figure out how I can, I don't want to say dumb it down, but like Sesame Street it more, you know, because I guess I'm too technical for them, which is
layman's
feedback.
Terms, right?
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah, they've got to figure out how to navigate those energies so you don't get sucked into it because it's easy to get sucked into that.
Yeah. Very much so. So you're being careful, and it's good spiritual hygiene, basically.
Stay on the line, Dion. We're going to wrap the show up, and there's a piece of music I want to play in honor of Jane. So, but we always want to hear how your journey's going and keep in touch, okay? It's just lovely, and you're kind of on a hero's journey, so stay safe and carry on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dion. Welcome. Sorry, I cut you off there. I'm a terrible operator. Any words anybody wants to thank you? I just want to say thank you, Jane, for coming through. The activity on the light was very, just so glad to have that at validation. Tony, Linda, Marianne,
well,
anybody
the song we're going to The song that we're going to play is a song that her mom used to sing to her when she was little, and that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Oh, sorry. My dog is horking up a hairball. I apologize. You know what? It's comedy, tragedy, pick one, right? I think Jane's probably would be laughing at that. So, you okay? Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I'm going to play the song. I just want to say about Jane that I get such a strong sense of light around this soul, in the physical too. She just seemed to be a ray of sunshine. So this song is very appropriate.
Yeah.
Tony, anything you wanted to add, hon?
No, that's it. Good. I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Marianne Marianne dropped. Okay, never mind. Jane, we love you, and you are welcome to join us on every show in the future. And always come back.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
gospeljingle.com